This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Navajo rugs have been an important part of Southwestern art for over a century, with some of the older weavings worth thousands of dollars. But as the rugs age, they can get damaged, and there are very few individuals with the skill to repair them. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn found one such expert in Denver.
Rows of clear plastic containers, stuffed full of brightly colored yarns, are stacked from floor to ceiling in Ben LaRue's studio.
Basic reds and some browns and greens and blues, and then you go into your natural tones of yellows and the pastels. And then over here you have some grays, and then it moves into the whites. And then over there you have, some more of your commercial yarns.
But finding the right type of yarn is just one part of restoring Navajo weavings.
And then you throw in maybe a sun fading and all that other characteristics that come with Navajo weavings, stains, and you're having to match a whole bunch of different things.
LaRue says a lot can happen to a Navajo rug over its lifetime. Dogs pee on them. Moths eat them. Their owners spill coffee on them. And with no two rugs exactly alike, restoration is a highly personal and intimate process.
Rugs have stories to tell.
That's Bob Morgan. LaRue apprenticed with him when he was just out of high school, before buying the business in 1995.
What the woman was doing when she was weaving, change in seasons, change in dyes. She ran out of something. She had a substitute. She moved her loom from a summer to a winter camp. And then you're reading that on the piece. So that's the investigative part. I think you have to be a sleuth. And that's what Ben is also, a real good sleuth.
And he's just one of a handful of people in the country doing what he does. With almost 20 years of experience, LaRue can tell you exactly when a rug was woven, what region it came from, and what kind of dyes and yarns were used.
The Navajo had early access to aniline or man-made dyed yarns from 1863 to 1868. So they've been, aniline man-made dyes have been around for quite a while, and that's what most of your weavings, although this one, as you can see, this tan is probably done with a walnut husk.
Restoring a weaving is much more difficult than weaving the piece in the first place.
Jackson Clark is the owner of Toatin Gallery in Durango, and his family has been in the Navajo rug business for decades. He uses LaRue when his rugs need repair.
You know what it takes is, first of all, a love for the weavings. Secondly, you have to have a really focused ability to concentrate. It's very tedious and time-consuming. So an incredible attention to detail and patience are probably the biggest two assets that somebody can have.
Take, for example, the rug LaRue is currently working on. It was damaged in a flood. The water caused the colors to mix together.
So you have to hand paint a chemical on there to bleed it out. So, and you don't want to get it on the other colors or else you'll bleach out the other colors. So you have to go through every single little area, the white area, and do it by hand. And that's a whole process.
LaRue says a piece can take anywhere from a couple days to a couple weeks to restore. And he's in high demand. There are about 50 rugs piled in his studio awaiting repair. It's a lot of work, but it's a rewarding business.
You know, it's great to have a rug that comes in all beaten up like this and then see the smile on people's faces whenever they get it back. And it looks, you know, it will never look like it came off the loom, but it looks pretty darn close.
LaRue loves having the rugs around and keeps some displayed in his studio as he works on them. He thinks of the weavings almost like grandchildren, he says. He loves spending time with them, but when their parents come to pick them up, he doesn't mind saying goodbye. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.